41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm John Smith. I found that homelessness can affect just about anyone and at any age. Some local shelters and programs are designed to get people out on their own. That's the goal for One Salvation Army program. In my last installment of City Limits, I introduced you to Shania and Ivan, two young people who shared their path to homelessness and are now striving to move ahead with their lives. Ivan is still in the shelter. However, there is an update on Shania.
How much longer do you think it'll be before you're able to maybe open up the next chapter and maybe have a place of your own, or is that many years down the road? You're very young yet.
That will definitely not be many years down the road, because I graduate this year from high school. So after I graduate, I will be looking into colleges and applying to colleges, and wherever I get accepted to, that is where I'm going to move to. Like, I'm going to move closer to wherever I get accepted to it, into college.
Shania is no longer enrolled in the Salvation Army program and has moved into her own apartment with her son. For that reason, no other details could be disclosed. I have to believe, though, that she kept true to her tenacious plans of carrying out her goals. I'm about to get you acquainted with two employed adult women who experienced complicated life circumstances that spiraled them into poverty and homelessness. They enrolled into the Salvation Army's HALE program, which stands for Housing Assistance and Life Skill Education. Now, they are well on their way to supporting themselves. Both women are not originally from Central New York, but they now call the area home. 2 years ago, Starlet never could have predicted that she would need to move to Syracuse with her children.
What led you to come to the Salvation Army?
Well, it is a difficult and emotional story for myself. 2016, I left my husband, and I'm from Kentucky, and I drove 787 miles to Syracuse, New York, to stay with family. Long story short, that didn't work out. My children and I found ourselves homeless, but yet I was still employed, which, you know, made me eligible for this program.
What's one of the first goals that, you know, you recall having to complete?
Finding affordable housing. That was my primary target. I mean, I was in a homeless shelter with my children. We'd never been through anything like that. That was just at the top of the list. Find somewhere to live. Find somewhere, not just anywhere to live, though. Find somewhere that was safe and affordable, you know, that has a good environment for children, because I have boys, and my boys are from the country, and they like to play, and they play hard. They don't just sit home and play video games. They go outside. So I can tell you right now, the reason why I am in the place that I live is because of the HALE program.
Vedra Skinkel is the practical assistant supervisor. For her, it's also gratifying to see the results of the program.
So our goal basically is, when clients become homeless and they're either employed or employable, that we house them within 10 to 12 days from opening their case. So usually a shelter case manager would refer them to the HALE program. We get the referral, and we give the referral out to a case manager. Case manager makes a few appointments with the client, and ultimate goal is to get the client housed as fast as possible and out of the homeless shelter.
It's a couple of years, usually, to complete the program.
Yes, we are able to subsidize the client's rent for up to 2 years, depending on the client's need. And one of our other ultimate goals in HALE is for clients to increase their income. So sort of when they come into the program, most of the time their rent is subsidized, where client pays half, HALE program pays half. And then every 6 months, in the first year, we reduce our stipend by 20%. In the second year, we reduce by 20% every 90 days to get the client more comfortable with paying their full amount of rent. And it increases slowly, so, and they can expect this, they're planning on it, they're able to budget on it. really, again, just getting them comfortable and making sure that they're able to sustain this rent after closing out of the HALE program. So to give them as many tools as possible that's going to basically keep them housed.
Clients of the HALE program are without a regular and adequate nighttime residence. To qualify for the program, people must have held a steady job in the past 6 months, actively seek a new job, or presently be working. Clients might be fleeing or attempting to flee themselves from a domestic violence situation. The overall goal is to get people in their own places to live right away and gradually have them pay an increasing portion of their rent money. You might think that just because someone has a good career, they would never end up being homeless. However, nothing could be further from the truth. A combination of life circumstances can unravel into so much more. Michelle McGovern, an accomplished chef, shares with me how strenuous work in the kitchen has taken its toll. She was injured early in her career.
I mean, I'm in physical pain every single day. I do go to the doctor and things like that, and nothing works except for a painkiller. And it's hard because people have told me they think I should leave the profession and do something and sit at a desk. I don't know if I could possibly ever do that.
Is it from that one injury,
Michelle? It's from several now, and I'm not 20 anymore, I'm 45. Yeah. And I've been doing this since I'm 16.
For Michelle, the physical exertion and wear and tear on her body has caused her pain for about two decades.
I put myself in the Salvation Army program because I was a crazy, raging drug addict alcoholic. Very bad, and I couldn't stay sober, so I put myself in the six-month program up here. Then when I had gotten out, I had started using again, and I wound up being homeless up here, no job, absolutely nothing, and I went to the Salvation Army Women's Shelter on Solana Street. Right. And after getting help and treatment and things like that, and this program has saved my life, basically.
Now, thanks to the HALE program, she lives in her new apartment through subsidized rent. McGovern's passion for cooking continues to be a driving force in her life.
What do you like to cook?
Well, I'm Italian. I love Italian food, French food, any kind of food. I can pretty much cook anything. I feel safest and happiest when I'm in the kitchen.
Although another source of joy is her son. Michelle travels to Brooklyn to visit him, or sometimes he comes to Syracuse to see her. She also rejoices in the guidance of her new adopted family at the Salvation Army.
Well, Luz and Vedra, I mean, they do everything. They help us with everything. And they're willing to go to any lengths to get us to a good place. But we also have to put the footwork in as well. I mean, it's not just going to be handed to us. We put the footwork in. We come to the groups. We learn different life skills. Like, there are some classes that I may not know of, but another person does, and we can feed off one another and help each other out. Because everybody knows something about something. And it's much easier that way, and you're not ridiculed or put down for what you don't know. And this is a program that gets you, like, back on track to doing the right thing. And I think I'm getting there one day at a time.
There are always more people coming through the doors of the program, and I was invited to attend a living skills workshop.
John, how are you?
Good morning, Vedra. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
John is here.
Hi. Hi, good morning, Liz. Good, how are you?
Case manager Luz Zender finds her work to support clients in the program is rewarding, even beyond their expectations.
What everybody wanted to see the vision of the HALE program go to, do you remember that?
Yeah.
And one of the ideas that came out of that presentation was that they wanted to see peer support.
The conference room is filled with a dozen or so new clients for the Life Skills Workshop. Workshops cover budgeting, stress management, and ways to increase income. Today's topic, finding a new job. At the head of the table is someone familiar whom I wasn't anticipating to see.
So I'm going to give you a couple of my personal skills, and then I'll let someone tell me what theirs are.
Starlet is preparing to share with everyone how to search for a job that suits them and how to ace their job interviews.
It was really strange for an interview was an actual ride along to see how it works. I know that in some interviews they'll do a role play, this was like real life. And then I also realized I'm from Kentucky. I don't drive too well in Syracuse weather.
Starlette is pretty modest about what she has accomplished to the new clients of the HALE program, who are gathered at a long conference room table. Zender says they have their share of success stories.
Yeah, it's just really amazing that Starlette and Michelle has been so successful. And I think it really has to do, too, with having goals that are obtainable and really custom tailored. The one thing I like about the HALE program is that the goals, it's custom tailored to every individual that walks into the door. So in a sense, it could be a little difficult, but in most cases, it's really rewarding because it's not using that cookie cutter mold. It's, you know, really providing the services that they need or the support that they need. And for Starlette and Michelle, it's been wonderful watching them blossom. And basically what they were saying is that you really have to be humble and you really have to work hard. You know, you can't expect people to do for you. They were really able to take the rein, but then you're just there supporting them, coaching them, cheering them on. It's like wrapping a warm blanket around them, you know, really encouraging them.
That's terrific. Countless individuals that you've helped.
This year alone in our HALE and ESG program, we've helped over 250 individuals.
Wow.
So this past year, 2017 to 2018. So January 1 to January 1. It's a great program, it really is.
From gauging people in the small conference room, Starlette's presentation of sharing her own experiences seems to have put people somewhat at ease. Her contagious laughter and positive spirit won them over, and it might give them the strength and determination they'll need to get through the program and out living on their own. Clients are also referred to community services such as counseling and government assistance if needed. Starlette is on track to graduate from HALE in July.
If it had not have been for the program, you know, I may have ended up having to go back to the situation that I initially left. And I can say with a no-brainer that because of them, I was able to stay and continue growing in life with my children. We're settled. You know, there is no more trying to get settled. I think the last goal that I have is to decorate. I've been in my home for almost 2 years.
And nice.
Still don't have pictures on the walls, but that's my last goal.
I'm saying, do take a long time to get
out. I mean, the housewarming party is supposed to be when you move in, and that's when you... But
one of the gifts could be maybe some, you know, hangers, nails, and
sure. A leveler.
And a leveler.
That's great. Wow. Well, thank you, Starlette, for sharing your story.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
For City Limits, I'm John Smith.
City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.